Zimra intends to collect revenue from 22 toll gates installed on major roads around the country. Speaking to the Herald, Minister of Transport, Communications and Infrastructural Development, Nicolas Gauthier, said, "There are many people who wanted us to repair the roads first. Yes, we should have done that, but we do not have the money, so we need the users of the road to pay so that we can use the money to repair the roads." To share your opinion about the toll gates, email us on fresh@kubatana.net or send us an SMS on 0913-444-330. Many Zimbabweans are traveling to South Africa for reliable and affordable medical treatment. Sophia Chibondo told the UN Information Service, "I'm going to deliver my firstborn child in Pretoria because it is no longer possible to do it here. Maternal costs at local clinics and hospitals are just too much and we cannot afford them." Political commentator Dewa Mavinga recently suggested that greed on the part of those in authority is driving the crisis in Zimbabwe. He also said that Zimbabwe has enough resources to support all those who live here, but a few politically connected and greedy people are busy plundering Zimbabwe and eating everyone's share. The combined Harare Residents Association is urging the Harare Mayor, Muchadei Masunda, to heed Minister Siphepha Ngomo's directive to stop all water disconnections and reconnect supplies to those residents whose supplies have already been disconnected. This directive is timely as there are fears of another cholera outbreak due to the water disconnections. But Mayor Masunda says the city needs residents to pay their bills so that the city can collect the money it needs to provide clean water and other services. For more information on these stories, please visit the INZWA page on www.kubatana.net or email fresh@kubatana.net.